Black History Month gives us all the opportunity to pay tribute to the amazing men and women who stepped up and made a difference. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and on Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase, we're going to get a glimpse into the life of Harriet Tubman. Plus, we're going to meet soprano Michaela McDonald. Michaela recently sang the role of Harriet Tubman in the New York premiere of Thea Musgrave's chamber opera, The Story of Harriet Tubman. And Michaela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Congratulations on your recent performance starring as Harriet Tubman in Musgrave's The Story of Harriet Tubman. And before we dive into talking about that role, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you are an Iowa native.
I sure am. I was born and raised in Waterloo, Iowa. Loved the area so much that I stayed for both undergrad and grad school at UNI. Definitely an Iowa native, and love getting to come back and visit every so often.
Well, the welcome mat is always out for you here, so please know that you're welcome to come back and visit anytime. You were just telling me that you're doing a world premiere later this year.
Yes, I'm such a big fan of new music, especially contemporary opera. This summer, I will be singing with a company called Dell'Arte Opera Ensemble for the second time, premiering a role. Kind of got to keep it a little under wraps. We're still in the works, but very excited to premiere some totally new music with a really awesome up-and-coming opera company.
We hope to hear more about that and be reading about you in opera news and some of those places. Recently, you have had several wonderful opportunities to sing a New York premiere of Musgrave's The Story of Harriet Tubman. And you got to not only sing it, but you got to meet and work with Thea Musgrave. What was it like to work with her?
It was truly lovely. I learned about Thea Musgrave in my undergrad and graduate music history courses, got really familiar with some of her work, so it was quite a treat getting to learn that not only was I going to get to sing Harriet Tubman, but Thea and her husband, director and voice coach Peter Mark, would be heavily involved in the process. So we really got to sort of build this from the ground up with the composer right there with us. It was quite a treat.
So she originally wrote a two-act opera called Harriet, the Woman Called Moses, and it premiered in 1985 at Virginia Opera. How did she decide to do this opera?
After getting to know her a little bit and sort of talking with her about things, she is from the UK, so sort of has a different experience with American slavery than a lot of us, you know, who grew up in the States. From what I remember with our early conversations, she was interested in composing an opera that really told an important story, the story of a heroine, basically. And so I believe she chose Harriet as her go-to person and read a few books. According to Musgrave, there were only a few books that she consulted and used those as her basis to kind of create this new world of Harriet and sort of her journey from the beginning of slavery to sort of leading all of these people to freedom.
And then in 1993, she condensed it down and wrote it into a chamber opera, and that's the work that you appeared in.
Yes, it is.
So tell us a lot about Harriet Tubman. She's really an amazing woman.
She is quite stunning. I was so excited to get to work on this opera because before this process, Harriet Tubman to me was, you know, just some really old lady from the history books, you know, the woman who was going to be on the $20 bill. That's kind of was my understanding of who Harriet was. But this opera sort of gave me an opportunity to really open a book, start a chapter on who Harriet really was. And she was the young woman born into slavery and sort of took on this quite large, not necessarily burden, but she took on this challenge and led all of these people with pride. It was, of course, not without strife, but I mean, the opera is sort of set when she's right around my age. And all of this stuff was sort of happening when she was in her mid-20s. I believe she was 28 years old. So quite a young woman in the grand scheme of things, sort of taking on all of this on her shoulders and really supporting her community. It's quite astounding.
She was a slave and she escaped. And what's really amazing, one of the amazing things about Harriet, is that she came back.
She did. She came back.
even though she had a bounty on her head, she came back and helped other people escape slavery.
If I'm correct, I believe the number is something like 300 slaves, 300 whole people she helped bring to the North.
And she not only helped slaves escape, but she also worked as, I read somewhere, a union spy. She was into women's suffrage. She worked as a nurse and just an incredible woman. So tell us about your role in this chamber opera and what part of her life did you portray in this opera?
So the really exciting thing about this opera was Musgraves condensed some pretty iconic moments from Harriet's life, and they were presented in a sort of flash-forward, flashback order. And so I got the opportunity to explore Harriet when she was a little younger, sort of making this choice to lead people to freedom as she is doing all of that and sort of struggling with herself in this weighty task that she feels like God has given her. And then towards the end of the opera, we sort of see her flash forward toward perhaps not the end of her life, but after she's led so many people to freedom, we get to see that. It was so neat because Thea took a lot of factual information, but what we see in this chamber opera and the larger presentation is that it really is historical fiction. She sort of made up a few characters in the story and made up some of the events that we see Harriet go through on the stage for the sake of the story, but it all sort of served the purpose of supporting Harriet to pre-leading people to freedom, sort of as she's in the midst of things and feeling really weighed down by this task. And then at the end, where we see her sort of as a real grown, an adult woman who is sure of her choices and knows that through peace, through harmony, that she can achieve these things she's been tasked with.
So what were some of the things that you sang and songs that Thea Musgrave arranged as part of this opera?
Yes. So some of the traditional spirituals and slave songs that Harriet got to sing, or I got to sing, we opened the show with a lovely, lovely, lovely rendition of Go Down Moses, which had a lot of extended harmonies, all kinds of really fun musical things that composers were doing right around the 80s. Also, I got to sing a really lovely a cappella version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. So Thea did a really fine job, I think, of sort of integrating a lot of the spirituals and slave songs that we all know today and sort of highlighting them in a very interesting operatic way.
So why do you think it's important to have chamber operas like the story of Harriet Tubman?
Yes, I sort of have a twofold answer for that one. First, I think chamber operas are so important because opera can be so grand. It can be expensive. It can involve so many people from, you know, off stage, behind stage, in front of the stage, across the stage. You know, there are so many people that are needed to put together an opera of a grand scale. And chamber opera is a lovely, lovely way to sort of condense down the meat of opera and present it in a way that's digestible for today's audiences, that is accessible to younger audiences, that is affordable to smaller companies, to schools and the like. Chamber opera is just a really excellent way to preserve our art form. And I really think it's important to tell the story of Harriet because she was such an important woman, not only in slave history, not only in Black history, but also for really American history. And the things she did sort of paved the way, I believe, for contemporary feminism, I really think. Not to mention, again, before this opera, I really knew her as perhaps this scary older woman who did all of these things and without any clarity. And I think stories like this really shed a light on the most important things that these people have done and preserve history, really.
Is there anything that you would like to add, Michaela?
I guess I'd just like to say that I really would hope that operas like this get done in more places, that we continue an opera to tell the stories of people who have not been at the forefront of this art. It was such a pleasure getting to go into a room with all different kinds of Black musicians, all from different places all over the country, different musical backgrounds, different education backgrounds, and we sort of all came into this room and got to tell a story of someone who truly means so much to our history. prior to this, my experience with Utopia Opera and the story of Harriet Tubman, I had really not had an opportunity to be in a room full of Black musicians. And it's so important to surround yourself with a diverse group of musicians and of colleagues. And it was just such a treat to get to explore a story and a life that has meant so much for me and for my family with like-minded musicians. It was an absolute treat.
What an amazing woman Harriet Tubman was, and what an amazing woman Michaela McDonald is. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like to hear more of Michaela's interview, please go to the Iowa Arts Showcase page on Iowa Public Radio's website. Thanks for today's Iowa Arts Showcase interview goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And a big thank you to soprano Michaela McDonald for joining us today, offering her insight into the music of Thea Musgrave and the life of Harriet Tubman. And best wishes to you, Michaela, in your career. And thanks again for joining us today here on Iowa Public Radio.
Wow, thank you so much for having me.